This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In an overall game, I would still take Brock Purdy. And the only reason I say that is because during the game, we are solid. As a Niner fan, we're solid. But if it came down to a two-minute drill, I have to take Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he has that Tom Brady mentality. I just haven't seen that enough in Brock Purdy at that point. I just think that if you are in a two-minute drill, you take Patrick Mahomes because he knows how to work that field and everything. And then the last thing I will say is, as a nickname for Brock, when it comes down to it for the fans, the broccolinis. That's a fact for you, Div, since you love your veggies.
Thank you. Yes, the broccolinis, right. A broccolini is underrated. Broccoli's good. Broccolini, which is the slightly more slender version of broccoli, less of a crown, more of a sprig. You can get a nice little char on that broccolini. It's restaurant quality. Very good.
I'm not so sure about that for a nickname of a quarterback, but, you know.
Agreed. But, you know, broccolini is certainly delicious, and I don't know if he wants to be named after a vegetable, per se. But broccolini greater than broccoli, don't at me.
I think the caller is right, though. It's a conversation maybe for the majority of games, but then you get down to winning time, and Mahomes does just, whether it's, as you're talking about, the game against the Bengals, where aided by a 4th-and-16 DPI and some weird stuff, and I know, I mean, if you go on social media during any Chiefs game and any time a flag comes out, I know you're aware of this, Dibs, and you probably hate it more than I do, but any time there's an important Chiefs game, a close Chiefs game, well, here come the refs to help Mahomes and the Chiefs again, whether or not there is weirdness going on or it's just Mahomes being Mahomes and getting the job done. The fact of the matter is he generally does get the job done. The Niners know that as well as anybody because they've been on the wrong end of two of those such games in the Super Bowl.
Right. And I think that it's a little bit short-sighted to just say Mahomes or Brock. And you know this because it is a team game, but I'm looking at all the Kansas City games and you beat Atlanta 22-17 and you'd only given up, you know, 14 points. You had the lead. The fourth quarter, Atlanta gets a field goal and that's it. Your defense turned off the faucet. And it's the same thing in a lot of these Chiefs games where you beat the Chargers 17-10. Justin Herbert played in that game. You held the Saints to 13 points, an offense that had been lighting up virtually everyone. So I think that as we get closer to this game on Sunday, we can talk more about defense versus defense, and obviously defense against offense and offense against defense. But for me, it's less about Mahomes and Purdy, and it's more about Purdy versus Spagnuolo and Mahomes going up against Sorensen and, you know, Bosa against Mahomes and, you know, the Kansas City front going up against Brock Purdy and who's going to run
Jones.
The ball. Right. I think that becomes a more nuanced way to look at it because Kansas City's defense is very, very good. They're more about their defense than they are about Mahomes.
Yeah, part of what I'm saying here, and I think you get it, and we talked about it a little bit off the air, it's not necessarily just that Purdy better statistically than Mahomes or whatever the case is, but who has had a bigger impact on winning his team football games so far this year? And obviously it's kind of swayed because one team is undefeated and the other is 3-3 at 500. But when the Niners have won, I think Brock Purdy has been more of a factor than Patrick Mahomes. It's funny because this is honestly kind of the conversation that a lot of people use against Brock Purdy. Is Brock Purdy the driver of the bus or is he just along for the ride? And it kind of feels like so far this year, for the majority of the season, Mahomes has just been along for the ride. And it's not as if he has had all-pro weapons everywhere. It's just their defense, Dibs, has been so incredibly good. And Steve Spagnuolo, by a mile, the best defensive coordinator in the NFL. The 49ers, after firing Steve Wilks, called up Steve Spagnuolo and said, "You interested?" And he said, "No, of course not. I've won consecutive Super Bowls here. Why would I ever want to leave? Unless I'm getting maybe a head coach opening." Maybe he doesn't want to do that because he has failed as a head coach, but has been maybe the best defensive coordinator ever. The Niners, so much of the talk around the Niners this year, Dibs, has been, well, Nick Sorensen, first year as a DC, he's struggling. Where's Nick Bosa? Fred Warner can't do it alone. Mooney Ward banged up, but even when he's playing, not very good. Javon Hargrave, when he was healthy, is he going to show up? Floyd, their new signing, the edge rusher, he hasn't really been consistent so far this year. The defense hasn't been nearly as good as expected. On the flip side, you have Patrick Mahomes, who's being aided by one of the best defenses in the NFL. That's also partly where this comes in. Purdy has had to do more in order to help his team win football games, while Mahomes, obviously, he could probably do more if they were to open up the playbook and let him push the ball down the field a little bit, but he hasn't had to do as much because their defense has been miles better than the 49ers.
It's funny because if you took the names off of the numbers, you would look at one quarterback and say, well, that's the game manager, the guy who is 69.4%, and he's thrown for 1,235 yards over five games, which is 247 a game. Not a tiny number, but...
And they have their bye, so one fewer game played than everyone
else. Five games and six TDs and six interceptions. And, you know, a guy who's not scoring a ton of points, that would be more the game manager than a quarterback who is out there, you know, throwing it more often, 65%, nine touchdowns, four picks. And like you mentioned before, number two in yards per attempt, number one in yards per catch in football, more yards per game, throwing more air yards, pushing it down the field, and that's Brock Purdy. So the game manager this year has been much more Patrick Mahomes, and I just looked at it, Grandy, and I was struck by this number. Jordan Mason this year, 609 yards rushing in, we'll call it 4.5 games. Kansas City, as a team, 589 yards in five games. Their leading rusher has 171 yards. So Kansas City can't run the ball, and because they've had so many different injured running backs. They've had, you know, Pacheco and Steele and P. Ryan and Xavier Worthy and Mahomes.
Remember when Carson Steele was
the
fantasy
guy.
Football priority ad number one?
Totally. He's getting 33 carries for $117. Hasn't done much. And they have five rushing touchdowns. Two of those are Xavier Worthy. So the speedster, wide receiver, they can't run the ball, and they can't really throw it that effectively because they don't have great wide receivers, yet they're 5-0. So I'm going to dive into the tape here over the next two or three or four days just to try to figure this out, and I'll ask Greg Cosell on Wednesday, how is Kansas City doing it to where they're winning these games? Because their quarterback has been, honestly, mediocre, and their running game is non-existent, and their wide receivers are... okay. I mean, Xavier Worthy was amazing in week one, but other than that, Rashi Rice has been hurt and Mecole Hardman hasn't done much. How is this team 5-0? How?
It's a great question.
And don't say the refs, you know.
I think there is a skill, and there's a number of texts coming into the Comcast Business text line. Generally, Dibs, they're in agreement with you. Congratulations. A lot of them arguing this, and I think this is a very fair point. There is something to be said for a team that wins football games when they're not playing their best. Like, that's a skill that you have to have.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are as good as anybody at it. They did it last year. I mean, last year, They weren't very good last year.
Right.
Like, really, throughout the majority of the regular season, they were not a very good football team. When they would win, they have obviously a couple of blowout wins where they're just outclassing opponents, but for the majority of the season, like, they were nowhere near the Niners in terms of putting up 30 points and point differential and margin of victory and all of that. They were struggling for their standards through the regular season. Now they ultimately won, and they won their division, and we know who they beat in the postseason, and the rest is history. The Eagles were the same at it last year. They were always winning close games. It's part of the reason why the guy normally occupying this seat, Mark Willard, was so convinced that they were a paper tiger, because they had had close win, fluky win after fluky win. Someone comes in better than them, they're going to kind of wreck them, and they're not going to be able to recover. And that's exactly what happened. Kansas City is kind of able to weather that stuff because they have Patrick Mahomes, and there is a way, and it is a skill to be able to win ugly and win where you're not playing well. That is something the Niners don't do very well, Dibs. They, when they are firing in all cylinders, no one in the NFL can beat them. But when things kind of get bogged down and they get ugly and they're not playing their best, they very rarely win those games. Meanwhile, the Chiefs seemingly almost always win those games.
Yeah, and I'm looking at last year, and you mentioned Philly. Philly beat Kansas City when Kansas City was coming off their bye. Philly beats them. The Chiefs go to 7-3. KC beats the Raiders. They lose back-to-back Green Bay and Buffalo. They win at New England, then they lose to the Raiders to go to 9-6.
That was on Christmas, yeah.
Right. Since then, they have now won 11 straight, and they beat Cincinnati and the Chargers to end up the year, and then they won at Miami. They beat Miami, they won at Buffalo, at Baltimore, they won the Super Bowl, and they've won 5 in a row. Of those games, they beat the Bengals by 8, the Chargers by 1, they beat the Ravens by 7. Thank you, Baltimore, for not running the ball. Of course, yeah, they beat the Niners by 3 in overtime. And then this year, it's been a series of also close games, beating Baltimore by 7, Cincy by 1, Falcons by 5, Chargers by 7. They've had 4 one-score games this year, and they've won them all. So to your point, this team has figured out ways to win ugly. 17-10 over the Chargers, 22-17 over Atlanta. You're right about the Niners. It feels like they need to be humming in all three phases, and if they are, they're unbeatable. But if one of those three phases is slightly off, the Niners have a hard time winning these games.
And that's something that they need to get better at. You have to be able to win when you're not playing your best, because it's impossible to play your best every single... It's even impossible to play your best generally throughout the course of an entire postseason. I mean, we saw it last year. Niners played 3 postseason games. For how many of those quarters were they the better football team, Dibs? Over 12 postseason quarters. They were maybe the better football team in...
5?
Yeah.
Yep, 5
of
12.
The fourth quarter of each of the first 2,
yep.
And then maybe the first 3 of the Super Bowl.
The first 3, that's right. No, you're right. And I'm just looking at this year as an example where the Niners' total yards on offense, 401, 396, 425, 431, 384, and 483. The offense has hummed, and they're 3-3. And, you know, the defense has had a couple of lapses, and special teams has made mistakes, and the offense has put up yardage, but they've also made mistakes. This team, normally when they win the time of possession battle, they win the game. And this year they've won the time of possession battle in all 6 games, and they're 3-3. So it's been giveaways, it's been untimely mistakes, special teams errors, and you're right, this weekend feels like a game where you want your team to go out there and play a full 60 minutes, play mostly mistake-free, and beat a team that is ripe for the beating in your own park.
Yeah, they are ripe for the beating. They have been playing football that is beatable all season.
Yep.
And you hope that that continues, and you hope that you maybe put together your best game of the season. All right, time for a break here on Willard and Dibs. Rich, I see you on hold. We'll come to you next. Keep your calls and texts coming. 888-957-9570. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. I think this Purdy Mahomes conversation goes even deeper as well. Some of the arguments against Brock, we could flip that around and use it against Patrick Mahomes as well. We'll do that coming up next when Willard and Dibs continues here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're wheeling and dealing back here, Dibs.
There's controversy going on.
We got some fantasy football stuff going on in our league here at 95.7 The Game. We just got news, and then we could make this a local story as well, Dibs. James Cook, running back for the Buffalo Bills, has been ruled inactive. He is not playing tonight on Monday Night Football.
Right.
So check your fantasy football lineups. Frank Gore Jr., yes, that same Frank Gore, his son, elevated, and he is active today for the Buffalo Bills.
You know what that is, right, Grandy?
It's an elevation sensation.
That's the original. Cha-ching! Carter, put down your fantasy line. Good job, Chickering. Thank you.
Anyway,
well played.
Where this gets interesting...
It's very interesting.
...is Mark Willard...
My partner under the weather...
Generally, yes, sitting in this chair.
Yeah.
Man, he is trailing by, what, six or 8 points?
He needs Cook to get six and change to beat the first place Chickering.
Yeah, who is sitting in the chair that I normally sit in. And there are a couple reserve Buffalo Bills running backs out there that someone could go and scoop up, either Willard and try to win, or someone else to try to screw over Mark Willard and keep him from winning. So we'll see how it all plays out.
You're trying to block my partner, and that normally I'd be in favor of it, but Carter Chickering is, I think, in first or close to first, and if he loses and everything else holds, we're going to have like a six-way tie at 4-2, including the Dibber, and I'll be honest, I don't even know if I've ever won a fantasy football league. This is not something I'm normally very good at, but this year's team, Dibber Claws, pretty strong, so I'm quietly... cautiously optimistic about our chances, my chances, so having Chickering lose would be good for business, and you're over here trying to help him. Is this wrong, Grandy?
I've had enough.
Chickering's in first, and who is the only team that's beat him, huh? That would be me.
Yeah, you're a non-factor.
I want to keep it that way.
You're a non-factor.
I want to keep it that way.
We're not worried about you. And
you're going to be worried about me in like 4 weeks.
Thoughts and prayers to Sam Lubman, your morning show producer, who took Christian McCaffrey with the first overall pick.
Yeah, that's
and
rough.
His team has been... I'm thinking about Joe Namath on a Monday Night Football broadcast with Susie Colber. Struggling. I don't really care that Lubman is struggling. He is struggling.
Yeah. Lubman is essentially a bye week at this point.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, that's all for the fantasy portion. But I texted my partner and let him know. So it's a race for the Bills backup.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think most rosters don't have spots to pick anybody up.
Good
because
call.
You don't have anyone hurt or all your players have already played this week and you can't drop someone that's already played.
Just one last quick aside. Do you have three kickers on your roster, Chickering?
Yeah, I do weird things.
What?
Seems to be working, though.
I do weird things. He has three kickers on his team. I noticed this before.
Oh, defenses.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
no, that's still thing. Weird.
Equally
that's still
weird. I was looking to pick up a defense, and I was looking at rosters. I'm like, this dude's got three defenses. You can only play one. Anyway,
Whatever.
So ends the fantasy football portion of the show.
Somehow he's in first. It makes no sense.
A lot of points.
Yeah, he's a bearded savant in there.
Maybe Mark Willard will pick up Ray Davis or Frank Gore Jr. and we'll knock him off. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
By the way, coming up on Wednesday here on 95.7 The Game, Willard and Dibbs will be broadcasting live from John Madden Studio as we remember the great John Madden. Members of the Madden family will be there, of course, along with Willard and Dibbs. And Steve Mariucci, former Niners head coach, will join the show live on site at 3, so we have that to look forward to on Wednesday. Should be a ton of fun here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Okay, Dibbs, Niners versus Chiefs, as we get back into this conversation, let's go out to the phones to get us going once again on this, and that is Rich in Fremont, who wants to break down Niners and Chiefs. Rich, how you doing? What do you think about this matchup coming up on Sunday?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I don't think it's a must-have win for the Niners, and the reason why is because it's the season still early. However, I think if they did get this win, I think it's something that would be psychologically beneficial for them as far as their mental is concerned, because we know as the season gets in the groove and it gets towards the middle of the season, psychologically you start thinking more about what you're doing and what you're not doing. And I think if they could beat the Chiefs, that's going to basically right the ship, and it would send a message to the rest of the league that, hey, you know what? You know, the Niners didn't start off well because of injuries, and also, you know, hey, they shot themselves in the foot a couple of times. But I honestly believe at the end of the day, this is about them realizing that, hey, at the end of the day, you are San Francisco. You need to play like San Francisco, and you have them in your house, so you treat them accordingly. You go out there, you push them, and you punch them in the mouth, and you send them home thinking about that on their grill, okay? That's the way you handle that, all right? Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Rich. I think Rich is right. There's definitely a psychological, a mental component here, and maybe it doesn't reach the level of, you know, getting the monkey off their back, Dibs, because the Niners are bigger than just a regular season game in October. You're right about that. But there is something to be able to say, the one team we haven't been able to beat, we finally beat them. That's got to be worth something.
Yes.
More than just a win in the win column.
More than just a win, but I do think that it's more about building off of what you did in Seattle. And you played a pretty good game against Seattle. There were mistakes, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and a game that got closer than it should have. Then, you know, it was dominant, but it should have been more dominant. And you want to build off of that, and you want to get some momentum as you head into the bye week. I think those things are as important, if not more important, than the psychology of Kansas City. The odds of you facing Kansas City again in the Super Bowl are not great. I know that the Niners are probably still favored to win the NFC, and Kansas City is the favorite in the AFC, so the odds would tell you that these two teams could and might meet again in February in New Orleans in the Super Bowl. So that is definitely a possibility, but for me, it's more about building off of what you did against Seattle and putting aside what happened against Arizona and really getting some positive momentum going into the bye, because we talked about it. Coming out of the bye, you've got some tough road games. You've got a back-to-back with Green Bay and Buffalo. You've got Seattle coming off a bye. The schedule does get tougher after your bye week next weekend.
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs are still far and away the favorite to win the AFC. I know you and Willard have been talking about this every so often throughout the season, despite a loss here and a loss there. Do you think the 49ers are still the odds-on favorite to win the NFC at this point? What do you think?
Yeah, they should be. Absolutely.
And they are.
Yeah.
And plus 330, the Lions are second, plus 480.
Right, and the Lions just lost Aiden Hutchinson to a broken fibula, I believe. So,
yeah.
And Dan Campbell, the head coach, said today that he wouldn't rule him out for the year. And we'll get Doc Pandia's thoughts on that tomorrow. I think it's usually an 8-week thing or more, which would put him out until late regular season.
They didn't rule him out for the whole season.
Dan Campbell said, and I was looking at a headline on ESPN, that he won't rule him out. Lions coach won't count out Hutchinson returning. And that is, you know, Campbell says, I would never count Hutch out ever. So probably a long road, but I would never count him out. And I would say if anybody could make it back, it'd be him. And we've seen crazy things happen. You remember T.O. when he had his broken ankle and he still played in the Super Bowl and he played through it. So there's a possibility that he could come back later in the year. I wouldn't rule it out either. But as of right now, Detroit loses a big piece. And I'm still not totally sold on Minnesota, even though Darnold's been great and he's in, like, the MVP conversation right now. Think about it. It includes Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. Like, I don't know where they are in the odds for MVP, but they're both in the conversation.
I'll look at it for you.
Right? And it's wild to think about an MVP conversation that includes Darnold and Mayfield at this point in the year.
Let's see. Regular season MVP, Mahomes, Lamar, C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen, Brock Purdy, Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, Sam Darnold, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield. So yeah. Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold are both in the top 10.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as you look at the way the season could continue, and we know that the MVP is going to go to a quarterback almost assuredly, and it's going to go to a quarterback of a very good team, right? Yeah. And, you know, Baltimore at 4-2, Lamar is probably a smart bet, but I wonder if there won't be voter fatigue like there was with Nikola Jokic in the NBA, where, you know, voters were just kind of tired of giving it to him. And so Embiid, who had a good year, Embiid got a lot more support, I think, than he would have otherwise because Jokic had already won a couple.
Let me ask you about this, Dave. So the Niners 3-3. I think if you were to ask any Niner fan, any one of us, you probably would have predicted through 6 weeks that they would have probably at least 4 wins. Maybe the most common answer would be 5-1, probably. 3-3 seems like a bit of a disappointment. Are you encouraged enough by what you saw Thursday in Seattle that you still feel like the Niners are the best team in the NFC as the odds suggest they might be?
I think that they're in the conversation, but I also believe that it's going to come down to home field advantage. And also, there is a certain great advantage, I believe, in being the number one seed because you get that 1 week off and you've got a team that is, I don't know if they're an older team. I'd have to look at all the rosters and see.
Niners are, yeah.
Where it compares, it feels like they're older. You've got a 36-year-old left tackle who would love a week off. And George Kittle, he's been doing so much for this offense. He plays a ton of snaps. And Deebo Samuel plays so physically. And McCaffrey hasn't even been able to make it on the field yet, right? And all these things are leading me to think that this team would benefit more than a lot of other teams at having that week off. And you get the week off, and then you get a home game. So I think about the Niners and their quest to get back to the Super Bowl, and I see their path really needing the number one seed more than other teams.
Yeah, probably. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Maybe one of the reasons to be more encouraged by the Niners' chances, despite their slow start at 3-3. And by the way, the Niners, the seventh oldest team in the NFL by average age of every player on the roster. You can maybe find a different number if you do it just based on starters or key players and all that. And I think the Niners would rank even older than that if you did it that way. But seventh oldest when you include the whole roster. But one of the other reasons, Dibs, to be encouraged potentially, maybe has nothing to do with the Niners at all, and has to do with the fact that you could poke a hole in just about every other team in the NFC. Despite the Vikings being undefeated, do we really believe that's a team that's going to, if they get home field advantage, beat a couple of quality teams in the NFC playoffs? I would bet probably not. I don't think they're going to be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. You look, as you talked about, at the Dallas Cowboys, who won the NFC East last year and had the second best record in the NFL, in the NFC behind you. They were the 2 seed. They lost at home, but they got blown out by the Packers in the playoffs last year, and they look quite a bit worse this year than they were last year. The Philadelphia Eagles, after a win, are booing their coach off the field, and his coach had this to say about it postgame.
It looked like you were interacting with some fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.